USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump made it clear he had a problem with the prosecutor's sentencing recommendation for his former advisor, Roger Stone.
9 years recommended by four people that perhaps they were Mueller people. I don't know who they were, prosecutors. And they, I don't know what happened. They all hit the road pretty quickly.
The Justice Department insists there was no coordination with the White House. Democrats charged Attorney General William Barr with enabling an abuse of power. Senator Chuck Schumer.
I have formally requested that the Inspector General of the Justice Department investigate this matter immediately.
On Tuesday, the president penalized the U.S. attorney who oversaw Stone's trial, withdrawing her nomination for a top job at the Treasury Department. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 275 points, the Nasdaq up 87. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Ousted Ukrainian Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch, who testified against President Trump during the impeachment inquiry, has been honored with a diplomacy award at Georgetown University. She warns the State Department is in trouble.
Senior leaders lack policy vision, moral clarity, and leadership skills. The policy process has been replaced by decisions emanating from the top with little discussion. Vacancies at all levels go unfilled, and officers are increasingly wondering whether it is safe to express concerns about policy, even behind closed doors.
Police are continuing to look for a 6-year-old South Carolina girl who hasn't been seen for days. Public Safety Officer Sergeant Emmett Antley says investigators say there's no evidence that Faye was kidnapped.
Since 5 p.m. Monday afternoon, law enforcement officers from multiple agencies have worked tirelessly around the clock to bring Faye home.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
For the first time in history, researchers say they've picked up a radio signal from a single source in outer space that repeated at certain intervals for more than a year. And in this case, the pattern came and went roughly every 2 weeks. Collaborators from the Canadian Hydrogen Intensity Mapping Experiment and Fast Radio Burst Project said this particular signal began every 16 days from September 16th to October 30th. The origin was a galaxy 500 million light years away. Some researchers suggest the repeating signals were caused by a source that was orbiting around a star, explaining why they would stop for a precise period of time. Scientists say they doubt the signals are from extraterrestrials. They say so far there's no detectable pattern that would suggest there's a sentient hand at play. More Confederate monuments could possibly be disappearing. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Virginia state lawmakers approving a bill that would give local governments the power to remove Confederate monuments. The bill's passed on Tuesday, allowing for cities and counties to alter, cover, relocate, or again, remove monuments from public spaces. The locality would have to make a report, hold a hearing, and then decide based on a 2 out of 3 vote for referendum. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.